Woo!
Yo, it's Justin Bless. You know when you hear that piano playing, you know what podcast it is, man. The most vulnerable, the most entertaining, the most prolific, the most giving, the most fun, the most interactive, man. You know what it is. Yeah. Man, I'm back on the one, not the two, because we're only on the mic. Yeah, you feel me? Man. You know what I mean? Sometimes you ain't got the words to say what you really feel and express it, right? So you just make some sounds, you feel me? Man, yeah. Man, I hope y'all feeling good wherever you are in this world. Thank you for being with me. Man, you are great. You are amazing. And if nobody has told you that, I'm telling you that right now. You are great. You are amazing. If you haven't already, please subscribe. If you haven't already, follow me on all social media at JustinBless_. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man. Hey. You are tuned into the most blessed, the most prolific, the most honest, the most vulnerable, the most Justin out of all Justins. Welcome to Justin Bless Podcast. Woo, woo, woo. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, guys, I really promote too much of this, but if you do scroll down a little bit on the episode that you're currently at, you would see a link that says support this podcast. If you could support, that would be great. You know, subscribe to the link, which is like a small subscription, man. You can do $1 a month, $2, $3, $5, something like that. And it'll greatly help me provide more content, help me go up on them algorithms, you know what I mean? And, you know, just provide more and do more, man. This is my dream. This is my goal. This is what I'm chasing. This is what I'm going to get. This is what the universe is going to bless me with. This is what God's going to bless me with, be able to be a full-time podcaster, traveling the world, doing tours and just everything. More than what I can imagine, more than what I can dream, because whatever that you can dream, God can give how much? Tenfold. You know what it is, man. You know what it is. One time for God. You know what I mean? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, how I'm feeling today? Man, I'm feeling pretty smooth. Pretty smooth, pretty good. Work was real chill. Nothing much was going on at work. So I was just, for the most part, big chilling. You know what it is. Big chilling with it, bruh. So, yeah, man. Let's get into a little bit of news, man. Let's see what's going on. So we can dive into the news. Report with Justin. Bless. Nothing less. Less. Yo, so it looks like, yo, Apple, yo, is giving another round of 200K bonuses to some staff members. Bruh, Apple, let me go over there. Because Wells Fargo, they ain't blessing your boy like that. You know, they my sponsor, you know what I mean? And they're really helping support this podcast to put it all around the world. But they ain't giving me no bonuses like that. But anyways, man, if you listen to work for Apple, man, you might be in luck and in blessing and also en route for another bonus, man, which is a great thing. Also, which is a crazy thing, it looks like Apple is trying to move to subscriptions to be able to use their, you know, their software, you know, the Macintosh type of thing, right? So it's going to be like a subscription, which is kind of like, damn, bro, you got to buy the phone, right? It started off, you got the software, the phone, the charging cord, and the charging block. They took out the charging block. Oh yeah, you used to have headphones too that come with the phone, right? You used to have the headphones. They took out the headphones first. Then they took out the charging block. So now you just got the phone, You got the software, the phone, and the charging cord. Now, they're going to take away the software unless you pay for that. It's like, damn, all I'm going to get is just the phone eventually. Eventually, there's going to be the phone's going to be, I bet you 100% the phone will still be the same price or not even more expensive. You feel me? Because they're putting more and more to the phones. But yeah, man, be a lookout for that. Looks like the software is turning into an app that you have to use to even use the phone. Man, these guys here, bro. Like Apple, I'm loyal to the soil. You got me. I ain't going nowhere else. Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Apple everything, you feel me? But no disrespect, and we ain't overlooking the people that's listening to this podcast on Spotify. So shouts to them, respects to them for staying in tune with your boy Justin Bless on Spotify. But I'm just speaking on behalf of myself, you feel me? And I was like, damn, y'all gonna make the service an app now? Hey, a lot of people gonna complain, but what they gonna do? They can't do nothing. And I'm not gonna complain. I'm just sharing the news with y'all. So they do the app thing. Hey, what am I gonna do? I can't fight it. Can't fight against the grain. So I'm not going to Android. That's a fact. So they got me. But just be on the lookout for that, man. Be on the lookout for that. For real. This is a big shout out to this girl right here. A big shout out to this girl right here. Mackenzie Scott, which is Jeff Bezos' ex-wife. She has donated $3.9 billion. Billion, bruh. Man. To nonprofits in 9 months, my guy. 9 months, bro. She donated that much. Man, blessings, man. Round of applause for her. Shouts to her. She's doing big things out in this world. She's doing to the all type of different communities all around the world. Organizations for animals, black people, people of all different colors, all different races. Like, man, shouts to her doing stuff in a big, big, big way. So respect, respect, respect. Man, that is really all the news that I would like to. Oh, there is this one other thing. I don't know how to say his name, bro. But I'm going to try my best, bro. My best. I'm going to try. All right. Abramovic, I think that's his name, suffered from symptoms of suspected poisoning after the Ukraine talks, man. If y'all know who he is the owner, the current owner of Chelsea Football Club. They just won. They're going on a crazy spree. The team is going crazy good right now. But because he's Russian, they not having it. They freeze my man's assets. A lot of stuff is going on. Took his yachts, man. And he's over there in Dubai looking for, you know, refuge in a way. You feel me? Like trying to buy houses out there because, you know, Dubai, they don't really care. You got the bread. Hey, you can have whatever. So he had to leave the UK because that's where he lived. And that's where Chelsea was. But trying to sell it and stuff like that, move on, do his thing. So, man, blessings to my man. Hopefully he does a full recovery because it's not right to be getting poisoned because he's not the reason for the war. He's just a public figure that has a lot of bread and he's Russian, but he's not the man that's saying like war, like let's go to war and do this and do that. That's not the man. He's just he's got target on his back. You feel me? Because like, yo, tax the rich when poor people are dying and poor people are suffering. You feel me? That's kind of where they looking at him because he's one of the world's richest men. So, yeah, man. But hopefully people stop attacking him and stuff like that, bro. My man is not even like bad. Not from anything that I read. Again, y'all already know I'm not deep into the news like that and whatnot. Not at all. But, you know, I'm big on football, soccer, United States. So respect to that man, man, for real. It's just stuff that I read. I thought it was cool just to share. And Tesla's going crazy as well. That's another thing I want to add. Tesla cars, the The used cars has bumped up 6%. Selling used Teslas have bumped up 6%. If you have a used Tesla, you went up actually in the value of your car and not depreciate like every car does for the most part, unless the classic whips and stuff like that. You feel me? But used Teslas went up 6%. Tesla added $84 billion to its value. So it's going bananas over there. Straight bananas. But that's the news report. We done with all that, man. We are done with all that, man. But what's been going on with me, man? What's been going on with me? Y'all can catch up with your boy. First off, before we go on to me, I'm a selfless type of dude, man. Selfless man. I love to give. I care for people. I have a big heart. Wear my heart on my sleeves. I'm emotional. I'm vulnerable. As you could tell by listening to this podcast and every episode, I keep it 100. There's one thing and one person I really do rock with in a heavy and a big level is my brother, my family, my best friend, my nigga, my guy, RJ, bruh. So shouts to my mans. Shouts to my mans. Bruh. My man going crazy on the stocks right now, bruh. He pulling up in the building at the freaking, what was it at? Wall Street in New York. Guns cocked and loaded. 2 AK-47s and 3 Dracos going bananas, bruh. Bananas. Stocks going crazy. My man is, invested in right. He is going crazy. Shouts to my man. More blessing, more life, more bread to my guy, because he is going absolutely bananas, man. And I just love to see him happy. I love other people's success and other people sharing with me their success that they embarked on, a journey that was lonely, a journey that they didn't know nothing about, a journey that humbled them, a journey that taught them and continuously teaching them great traits, great knowledge, and just great everything. You know what I mean? Just making an all-out better person. Like I said before, man, money can cause a lot of problems, man. Physical, mental, spiritual. It can really dictate a lot of things, you know, with your marriage or if you're in a relationship with a significant other, you guys live in the same house or whatever, or you guys going on a trip together, whatever the case might be, friends, strangers, whatever, money is a big thing. So I'm so happy that my man is really coming up on a lot of bread, a lot of bread. And I'm happy for our man. I hope that it continues to go, because it's more life to him, more success, more riches, more success. I already said that, but more success again and more success again, man. Shouts to my man. Woo! I love my man, bruh. I love my man. My man's just doing it in a big way. Very happy. He embarked on some stocks, something I know nothing about. And like I told y'all, I'm too emotional for that. I can't just put my money somewhere and forget about it. I like to have it more control in my hands. You feel me? But if you do your research correctly, you will be able to, you know, like be able to place your money bets on in it, right? But I ain't try to stretch too thin out. So I'm just going to stick to my real estate. You feel me? But hey, y'all can follow my mans at RJ_bruh. Bruh, really. Let me spell it out for you. It's going to be RJAY_B for boy, RAHH. So RJ spelled out with the Y, of course, _bruh. Because that's two H's. You know what I mean? So RJ, bro, man. Shouts to my mans. Love my mans. Shouts to him. Dope, man. Oh, man. So, hey. I didn't say this before, but you know what I mean? Your boy's still on the clock, because I told you I am working towards my dream. I'm really, truly manifesting that, because you can't manifest and not put in the work and not put in the action to your best of your ability, because manifestation is dead without any type of work. Same thing as prayer without work is dead, bro. It says in the Bible, dead, my guy. So you got to put in that work, bro. So I'm putting in that work right now with this podcast. And you already know what it is. Wells Fargo paying for me right now, man. I'm still on the clock doing this, man. That's how much I love y'all. You know what it is. But until we get them big checks for each podcast, it's going to be crazy. You feel me? Live Nation, iHeart, Black Effect by Charlamagne and stuff like that. Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Man, I'm a free agent. I'm a free agent looking to work and outwork everybody. 2 podcasts a week and we going bananas. You know what I mean? We open for all deals. Hit me up. Hit me. But yo, so I got these glasses, right? These glasses that protect from the like Blu-ray. You know those the Blu-ray stuff that come out the screen. You feel what I'm saying? Damn, what are these damn things called, yo? I forgot what they call, man. But they're like they protect your eyes, bro. Let's see, Blu-ray glasses. They protect your eyes, bro. Yes, sir. Blu-ray filter glasses, man. So they filter out the Blu-ray, the UV. They help the anti-UV, anti-eye strain and glare. You know what I mean? So like they help you in multiple ways, man. So I do recommend you guys get that, especially the people that are like working at home. I know a lot of people working at home, or if you just work period and looking at a computer a long time, even also when you're binging, right? Binging Netflix, Hulu, HBO Max, whatever, ESPN, UFC, whatever the case might be. If you're watching it for hours and you know you are, you should purchase these glasses and they definitely help. Definitely help. It's like when your phone, right? I don't know if you guys got that setting. Like I got my setting that turns the Blu-ray off, the blue light off from my phone, sunset all the way to sunrise, so it's not putting strain in my eyes. The UV is gone, the glare is gone, you feel me? And my brain is not, my eyes are not communicating with my brain that I should still be awake in a way, you feel me? So it really helps out your eyes. So I got those Amazon, they're like $18 and you get like 2 of them hoes, bro. Easy, not expensive at all, and protects your eyes, bro. You feel me? I know not a lot of people want to be wearing glasses their whole life. And you know me, I'm very healthy. That's why I stretch a lot, because I ain't having no cane. Best believe that, cool. Best believe that, cool. No glasses over here. So respect. That's just helping y'all out, because I got those. I'm wearing these right now because when I do the pod, I'd be on here for like an hour or so looking at my notes or whatever the case might be, doing a little bit of research like I just did, and just protecting my eyes. That's all it is. I'm on this anime, Sword Art Online. Been going bananas with it, binging it. That's why I really got them glasses, you feel me? And I work from home on the computer, and I just want to protect my eyes. So anyway, Sword Art Online, bro. This is a long story, but it's a really good story. Any anime fans out there that want to hop on a new anime, that's a long anime, deep, detailed, there's fighting in it. It's a little bit gory, but it don't really get gory like that until, what season am I in? The third season? Yeah, I just got to the third, so the third season, that's when you don't really see no gory stuff, but it is action. It's like a VR game anime thing that goes down. I'm not trying to spill it and spoil it for you guys, but it is a good anime. So whoever created Sword Art Online is dope. And yes, I watch it in dub. I'm American. What do you expect from your boy, bruh? Dub gang over here, man. All y'all sub gangs and all that. Yeah, y'all go over there and y'all read and stuff. You feel me? That's why y'all have to pause it to go to the restroom. You feel me? I don't. I can leave it playing and go to the restroom, still hear what the hell is going on. Y'all don't understand Japanese, Mandarin. Y'all don't understand that. So I got to pause it. Oh, I got to use the restroom. Not me. I can use the restroom. Still hear what's going on. You feel me? Dub over here, man. I'm American. What you expect, cuh? But I binged that for like all day Saturday, a little bit on Sunday. And it's been rocking, man. Really good show. Really good show. Also, tattoos, man. I'm trying to finish my sleeve, my guy. I am trying to finish my sleeve. Shouts to Ganga. Ganga Tattoo Shop. Ganga on Instagram. He did my forearm piece, the sacrifice joint. I went over there in 2020, at the end of 2020. Got that joint over there. And now I'm about to finish the whole sleeve. Maybe with him or maybe with one of his students or so. Because all of them are clean. All of them are smooth. And yes, they be taxing, but it's worth it. Because I ain't trying to have no ugly tattoo. Like, what you think, man? I'm going to have it on for the rest of my body. So we rocking. So yeah, I just sent them over some pictures, detailed of what I'm going to do. It's going to be crazy nice, man. And when I get it right, by that time, I will have a camera for the podcast. You guys can be able to see it on YouTube. So, man, we're getting a tattoo right. I'm feeling good. I'm looking good. I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. Yo. You know what I mean? Yo, now we get into this pod, right? The pod episode, bro. I was trying to do like a smooth transition, but I didn't really have nothing to transition it to. Other than, yo, your boy's at the gym like 2 days ago, right? I took the weekend off or so. I was at the gym like 2 days ago. And I'm working out going crazy, you feel me? And I peep over after I'm basically done. I'm walking to just do the abs, and then I was going to go hit the sauna. I'm walking over to do the abs, and I see somebody on the elliptical. I'm like, why this buff-ass thing on the elliptical, right? And then I look at him clearly. I'm like, yo, that's my old plug. You know how I told y'all, man, I used to sell drugs. You feel me? Nigga used to sell trees. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo, that's wild. I haven't seen this nigga in I don't know how long. Very, 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 very long time. You feel me? So I was thinking to myself, I'm like, yo, I got to share this with my listeners. Like, I got to share this with my distant family, the people that support me on the pod. Because I haven't shared y'all with this and go in depth with it and be 100% honest and open about it. So we're going to break it down into three parts, the best way I can do it. You feel me? We're going to break it down into three different parts with the pod for this. This is going to be my weed story, weed stories, since it's going to be three different parts. So with the intro, this is how we're going to do it. So with the intro, I mean, not the intro, part one is going to be about why I started smoking weed, right? How did I get introduced into it? This, that, and the third. You feel me? Part two is going to be like the whole like selling and, you know what I mean, all that stuff, right? Then part three is going to be the end of it, like the stop, like how I stopped. You feel me? How you guys know right now, I don't smoke, I don't drink. I'm healthy and I'm high off heaven. You know what I mean? I'm high off life. You feel me? I'm high off God. You know what I mean? I'm high off my presence and myself. I'm high off my comfortability. I'm high off my comfortability in myself. You feel me? My confidence in myself. I'm high off my knowledge. I don't need nothing to be coping with. I be dealing with stuff. I am not perfect by any means, but I know everything I need. If I need to feel a high or feel happiness or anything like that, it's within me. And we gonna get to that. That's gonna be part three. You feel me? So yeah. Alright, so part one, let's get to it, man. Yo, why I started smoking weed, bruh? Why I started on our side of town, man, we call them trees. You feel me? Some people call it dope. I don't know why, because dope on my side of town, that's hard drugs. You feel me? That's like bass head. You know what I'm talking about? Like, that's some hard stuff. Like, Dope is like, bruh. Yeah, you can OD off of this. But hey, I have heard it. I heard people call it Dope. Had people call it weed, of course. Marijuana, of course. That's the full name. Trees on my side. Herb. Flower. Toke. What other names has that joint been called? Other than that, it's really like probably like trees names, you know what I mean? Like Chronic, Haze, you know what I mean? Kush, all that other stuff, you feel what I'm saying? So, and y'all that don't know the other stuff too, you feel me? Like the strong stuff will be like Top Shelf, you know what I mean? Chronic, Kush, Perp. Oh, that's another thing too. Perp, you know what I mean? What else? I don't know what else. But anything that's like not strong, like some people call it trash or whatever it is. But hey, I know a lot of people that be on a budget that survive this. And I smoke more of this than any of that Kush or anything like that. You feel me? In my days when I was smoking trees. Mids. And Reggie, you know what I mean? Those two things, like, it's just, but hey, when you're on a budget, you ain't got the bread like that, stuff be expensive, even back then. So, yeah, but anyways, let's get into it, man. Like, why did Justin Bless started smoking weed, man? See, I keep saying that, but yo, we got to say it on our side. Why did Justin Bless started smoking trees, man? I'm going to tell y'all why. I'm going to tell y'all exactly why. I know why. When I was young, and this one hip-hop kicked in like heavy, you feel me? There's this one dude that made that mump look so dope, bruh. The one man that made trees look so fly. How fly is he? Ain't nobody flyer smoking trees than that man Snoop. Dog, bruh, ain't nobody in this planet Earth, bruh. Like, whoo, that man Snoop, bruh. You know what I mean? And you got respect to my man, bro, because he did that. Like, he did that right. Like, I don't know, he just made it look so damn cool. We gotta pay respects to the legend. Let's play a song from my man's.
Pimps in the crib, ma.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Hey. Drop it like it's hot.
Hey.
The pigs try to get at you. Park it like it's hot.
Hey.
Park it like it's hot.
Hey.
Park it like it's hot.
And if a get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
Clean version.
Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don and I'm the best week cause I got it going on.
Roll the best week cause I got going on.
With some nice treats.
Shout out to Pharrell.
See these ice cubes.
See these ice creams.
Eligible bachelor.
$1 million
bow. That's whiter than
Westwood. Now you throw
the Phantom. Exterior like this is the interior like. It's rare. I can exercise you. This could be your fizz. Cheat on your man, man. That's how you get it.
Shouts to my mans, man. Shouts to them. You feel me? They did that for real, though. But Snoop, man. Snoop, bro. Whenever I seen his music videos, bro, he's a friendship. You feel me? And yeah, for y'all that don't know what the French is, man, that's when you blow the trees. You feel me? You take a deep inhale. You blow it out, right? Hold on. I got like actually physically do it to you. All right, yeah, that's what it is, right? You French it, right? You blow it. You take a deep inhale, blow it out, suck it back. and blow it out the nose. That's French in there. You feel me? So he used to do that stuff in the, like, the smoke used to look so fly, bro. My man used to look like, I don't know, like he's in the clouds or something. Like, literally, you know, you feel me? Like, he used to be up there. And I used to be like, bro, that looks so tight, bro. And he could rap. He was creative. Like, he wasn't like, not like tree, not like, I was about to say not like trees, not like alcohol, any other drugs. People be slurring their words, stumbling, just doing a whole bunch of goofy shit. You know what I mean? And I ain't with none of that goofy shit. Ain't never been with it. So the only effect is just your eyes get low and your eyes might get red. But stuff is funny to you. You want to eat. Like, I don't know. The side effects just sound dope to me. Nigga, I love eating. Yo, yup. Go on, bring that 20 stack pancake over here. You feel me? That 20 piece bucket of wings. You feel me? Like, go on, bring all that. You tell me if I smoke this, I could eat all that? Well, then shit, come on, my nigga. Why not? Why not? So, shoot. Did that, right? So, Snoop. Another thing that played a part as well was How High. Red and Meth, bro. Red and Meth. That was that movie was just a classic, bro. Classic. Some people haven't seen it, which is crazy to me. I'm like, how do you guys, I mean, how, right? That stuff make no sense. So we gotta play a little bit of the and they got this stuff on YouTube as well in HD. If you haven't seen it, yo, go see it. You feel me? Go see that mug. So let's see what we got right here. We about to play this joint. Oh, this is going to be funny right here. Oh, this is a part in the movie. This is a part in the movie right here. Let's get it.
I have welcomed students from all over the world. From Korea. From Rome. Istanbul. Students enter Harvard with a variety of goals.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Are we in the right place? Anyone? Anyone?
Anyone?
You?
Anyone?
You?
As I was saying, Harvard isn't for everyone.
Oh, shit. We got a black man for a teacher.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yo, what's up, bro?
What's up, bro?
We straight. That's weird.
As I was saying,
and so, he probably been locked up more times than me and your ass put together.
Get him.
Oh, green Jimmy the Cricket suit wearing ass motherfucker.
Get him.
Oh, short Colin Powell haircut having ass motherfucker.
Get him.
Little Angela Davis mustache wearing ass motherfucker.
Get him.
Little Richard Pryor shortcut fade having around the side wearing motherfucker. Little Sammy Davis Award Jr. afro haircut having ass motherfucker.
Get him.
Dynamite Disco Danny Devastating.
Get him.
Little Don Cornelius with a haircut.
Gentlemen.
News.
If you don't mind, I'd like you to sit down. I would like to continue.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Watch your toes. Watch the coin. Excuse me.
Thank you for your entertaining anecdotes. We here at Harvard are rooted in tradition.
The fuck is this?
Dedicated.
That's toilet water. It's a part of my pledge. Do you guys mind?
No. But do you mind talking that way? Because your breath smell like straight ass crack, bro.
Ass crack. Smell like a hip-hop convention that you two should be at or something.
Ooh. Shark ass fangs.
Word. Hey, go easy on him. We probably the only blackheads he's seen since he looked in the mirror. God, can you guys just show a little respect? Jeez.
This class is fucking boring. I'm out of here.
Excuse me. Did I hear you say something?
With all due respect, sir, suck my dick.
No, sir. I'm not saying anything. It's these guys.
You're an asshole.
Did you just call me an asshole?
No, I said idiot.
An idiot?
No, sir. No, sir.
What did you say?
I said that this school has nice halls.
This is not funny.
You couldn't teach your way out of kindergarten class, Dean.
I think we've had enough interruptions for today. I think you should leave.
Sir. This would have never have happened if I were black.
Yo, bruh. That movie. Legendary, my guy. Y'all, If you haven't seen that movie, please go see that movie. But anyway, so about that movie, y'all already know, man. These dudes get trees, get high, go to Harvard, ace it, just turn the school all the way up. Just turn that mug all the way up. So that's a gist of me, right? Starting to, damn, weed gonna make me do that? Writing meth, going to a smart ass school that's top elite or one of the top elite, and they pulling the bad hoes in there, acing the tests, doing all this fly stuff off of this? Oh yeah, I gotta try it, bro. I gotta try it. So I'm gonna walk y'all through the first time I tried trees. You feel me? I was at my aunt's house, and I always said, when I try trees, I want to try it first with people that I love, people that got my best interest, that's not going to lace it or nothing like that. I already knew about that stuff, you feel me? Of course, like Friday, come on. Come on, my guy. You know what I mean? Smokey, you ain't trying to be in no damn chicken coop. Not at all. So my cousin, he came back from California with his friend, right? And I was at my aunt's house, and this nigga used to always leave to the park and stuff. Then I'm like, nigga, I know this nigga be doing this stuff, but I was always scared in a way, right? It was just like, damn, like, I don't know. Am I going to be smart? Am I going to be cool ass Snoop? You know what I mean? It's kind of like that. Then I'm like, yo, let's just go and do it. Let's go on and see what's up. Hit him up. I'm like, yo, next, when you go, let me know. He's like, all right, first off, damn, the first time I smoked, bruh, my first strand was the most powerful of them all, man. The Don Dada Teflon, you know what I mean? Top shelf. I smoke Kush, bro. OG Kush, nigga. Man, like, oh, man, bro. It was pretty dope, bro. I ain't going front. So, went to the park. This was at night. Went to the park. And these niggas rolled up a joint. It was a joint. Had that, smoked that. And them niggas asking, do you feel anything? And I was like, nah, nigga, I don't feel high at all. Like, oh, that's what everybody says when they first smoke, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, whatever. Nigga still smoking, bro. I felt the same, nigga. Ain't nothing was different. Nigga went back to my aunt's house because he's done smoking trees. Right before we go inside, this nigga had like some cheap ass cologne, right? Sprayed it on all three of us because it was with his friend as well. Sprayed on all three of us, whatever, before we walk back into the house. He's like, yo, when you walk back in the house, go straight to the bathroom, wash your hands, wash your face, and you'll be good. I was like, all right, exactly what I did. Didn't say hi to nobody, you know, went straight there, washed my face, washed hands, came back. Downstairs, another cousin made some brownies, smashed the brownies, and that's when I started feeling high. I was like, yo, I feel a little different, bro. But it was nothing bad. Everything was cool. And I'm like, shoot, hell, this is cool right here. Hell yeah. And I just got to learn the tricks, you feel me? The French, the O's. Oh yeah, Snoop Dogg used to blow the O's, you feel me? I'm like, yo, I need to learn all these moves. So everything was smooth. And when I opened it, bro, the first, like, when these niggas open, like, a little bottle cap, whatever, right? The smell, bro. I remember this smell like it was yesterday, because one of my favorite smells, natural favorite smells in the world, bro, is trees. That smell was so lovely, bro. I was like, woo, like, what is that? Never smelled it before in my life. It's like a, you know, the strong smell, but it's like a natural smell, like natural spring smell, bro. Like, pine trees with some snow, some flowers, and freaking like natural oak wood, like natural God flavor in there. You feel me? Because God made it, of course. So it's like with a hint of like heaven clouds. You feel me? Like, bro, the smell, it's just amazing smell, bro. Smell so good, bro. Weed, trees smell so good, bro, to me still to this day. You feel me? Though I don't smoke, I still love the smell, bro. Love the smell. And if they had candles, they probably do. But if they don't, this is a great idea. To have candles that just smell like trees, man. All type of flavors, you feel me? Sour D, Green Crack, Pineapple Express. Who is it? Purple Haze, OG Kush, Marathon OG, you feel me? All different type of White Widow, all that stuff, you feel me? Like, if candles, and they sell it like at the smoke shop or something, man, I'd be so fly. Because there's a different smell, and everybody that smoke trees know what's up. There's a different smell between trees that are just like pure, haven't been touched with, haven't been like rolled up or anything like that. That type of smell compared to like you roll in a blunt or you put in a bong or anything like that and you smoke it, the fire, like burning trees smell different than trees just plain that you open right in a bottle cap, right? It smells different. And I don't like that smell. Like, I don't like the smell of burning, period. So anything burning is just like, I don't like the smell. So trees burning, it don't smell good. But trees left alone, whoo, man, that motherfucker smell good. Man, for real, like you can eat it. So anyways, back to it, right? Oh yeah, also the feel. Let me explain the feel to you. Like when I first felt it, bro. It felt good. Like it felt like, I don't know. Like I don't think I ever touched any flower buds before then. I never like felt inside like a flower bud, you know what I mean? Like all different flowers got that middle part. So I never like touched it before. So when I touched it, it was like a, I don't know, it felt like soft. What's the best way to explain this? Like I don't know, like soft, like gummy bears in a way, but not too soft to that liking, but like soft gummy bear trees. I don't know. Like, the mug was soft, bro. It was soft, easy to break up. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't not hard. Like, you can squeeze it. Then it's, like, kind of stick. Like, it felt good, too. You feel me? So, go back. Like I said, I'm high now, right? Went downstairs, ate the brownies. Your boy was high. And I was like, yo, this is cool right here. I just got to learn the tricks now. You feel me? But that was my first tree experience, man. Like, I didn't. Nothing was crazy. I was a tripping, was going crazy bananas. It was only one blunt, three of us shared it. So I was like the dumbest of the high, but I was pretty damn high because of OG Kush. And I didn't have no tolerance at that time. My first time smoking trees, and I go all the way to the top. So, but it was cool though. Play some video games, chilled the hell out. And your boy was smooth. Your boy was great. Now, like places, I be thinking to myself now, like, yo, places that like I smoked at and stuff, that's kind of like, ah, damn, like some wild places, right? Yo, I smoked at church, man, with the same cousin and two other niggas over there during church service. You feel me? Like, smoke some trees, man, like. It was cool. It was like right when you like discover something, you kind of go crazy with it. So, yo, your boy over here trying to smoke all the time and all this and all that. You feel me? And then I wasn't always around my cousin like that. So I was like, bro, I'm gonna start smoking with my niggas. Right. Cause now I understand it just a little bit. Just a little bit. Not too much, but I understand it a bit. You feel me? So I had the confidence to know what's right, what's wrong. But something they put me on was something totally different. Something I didn't know. Like, I didn't know about blunts. Heard it in rap songs from Nas, Tupac, just all of them. You feel me? Snoop, of course, Red Meth, all of them. Wu-Tang. Like, blunts, that's what they said. So I'm like, y'all got. So these niggas put me onto the blunt side of things, how to roll it, all types of stuff. And I think rolling a blunt should be like a natural body function for like black people, bro, that ever smoke trees. Or if you do smoke trees, you don't know how to roll a blunt, bro. That is crazy. That is blasphemy. That is asinine. You know what I mean? That's crazy, bro. Like, that don't make no type of sense. Like, I used to be around niggas. You go to like a party or something like that. These niggas got trees and they ask, yo, who knows how to roll? Nigga, what? How do you not know how to roll? Like, it's okay if a girl don't know how to roll. You feel me? Because she got like nails. So that's kind of different. But it's kind of, it's really attractive to me personally when a girl knows how to roll. And it's like, it is what it is. People don't find it classy or ladylike, whatever, that women smoke. Man, it's not classy and very unladylike if she smokes cigarettes or smokes any type of thing or do any type of other drug. That stuff is unladylike, not attractive to me. But smoking trees, I know, to me, that's just kind of sexy, bro. I ain't gonna front with you. I don't know why, but it's cool. Like, it's cool for my girl to smoke trees. Like, I don't have nothing against it. Just because I don't smoke it no more don't mean I have nothing against it. Because if I do, that's me being a hypocrite. You feel me? So, like, my girl smoking, like, stuff is fine. Like, I don't care. I just don't, like I said, I don't like the burning of trees. I love the smell. So, if she leave in my place or anything like that, I'm smooth. Like, that's cool. Like, I'm not tripping. I'll be like, yo, smell like trees in here. The burning aspect of things, nah. So I wouldn't like the smell like in her hair or nothing like that. That's the kind of like the turn off part. But you know what I mean? Like, and I see some girls that smoke a lot and that's unattractive. If you smoking all the time, nah, my guy, not all the time. You know what I mean? That's unladylike and don't look like you really trying to pursue or do anything. That's just to me. You know what I mean? I know other niggas that have a totally different view. That's just my view on it. But if you smoke it here and there and stuff like that, cool. I'm straight. I ain't even tripping. Stuff is smooth. But anyways, yeah, I was at parties, man, and these niggas don't even know how to roll this stuff. I'm like, that shit is crazy, bro. That's wild. That's gonna be blowing my mind. So, smoking a blunt, bro, it comes with a whole experience, bro. You feel me? You get the trees. You go to the store. You get your munchies. You get the blunts. You get the Swishers, Dutch, Leaf. Whatever is your preference, you feel me? Us, we would do Swishers, you feel me? Because Swishers, that's what Wayne was smoking. And at the time, a lot of niggas were saying that. I know niggas on the East Coast and stuff like that, they did a lot of Dutches, you feel me? And then also, they also did the tobacco leaf joint as well. Robbie having those and stuff like that. So, the leaves, you can roll big stupid blunts in there, but there's always a point where you'll tap out, like highness. Like, you can't go any further than smoking a blunt. You smoke so much, right? This nigga Currency said this about Wayne, because Currency started smoking a little bit after Wayne, right, to the level that Wayne was smoking. Wayne said this one time and I understood it, because I was almost at that point. He said he's only high when he's smoking. Right when the blunt is done, he's done. Like, he's not high no more. That's why some niggas, because you build up so much of a tolerance, it's like, that's why they constantly have a blunt on them always, because it's to the point that your body just kicks it out. So you could never, like, really OD like that, bro. Because when you stop, it's just like you stop. And then when you go to sleep, your body just cleans out your system, so you ain't even high no more. So when you wake up, bro, you sober. It's some wild stuff, you feel me? But I got a story about that later on I'll tell y'all about. But yeah, so that's what I was saying. Smoking with my niggas, you feel me? And now I'm smoking like all the time now. These niggas live down the street, just going bananas with it, you feel me? Oh, I didn't start smoking until I think 16. Yeah, I think 16 is the first time I smoked. It had to be like 16 or 17. I wasn't like these young ass niggas smoking like at 12 and all. Like, nah. Yeah, mine was at 16. Had to be 16. 17 was a wild year, and I remember that year, and I was smoking trees. So I had to be 16, right? So I was 16 young, you know what I mean? We don't put the old in front because, nah, we don't talk like that. So I was 16 young. That's when I first started. So I smoked with my niggas and all that, going to parties. Niggas was smoking trees all the time. All the time, bro. Like, ain't even funny. Like, smoking constantly, bro. Ain't never get caught by my parents. That's another thing, which is dope. Smoking at church, you feel me? Smoking at freaking school. Man, let me break you down this, bro. Let me break you down this right here. How my day would go, right? Wake up, right? Get ready for school and all that stuff. Hop in the... Before I explain the story, I always thought trees was overpriced. I always thought trees was overpriced. I'm like, bro, I don't think that's worth $20. I don't think that's a dub, bro. Like, hell nah. Like, I don't... Even an ounce or anything. I'm like, bro, that just seems like too much. That just seems like too much money spent, right? Especially being back then, like... 16 young and freaking 17 young, 18 young, 20 young, 18, 19. Like, bruh, that's a lot of bread because I have bread like that back then. You feel me? So it just sound like, nah. So anyways, I'll tell y'all later when the hustle kicked in. So a day, right? This is how my day would look. Wake up, get ready, do my thing, whoop-de-whoop. My niggas honk the horn when they outside take a nigga to school. Hop in the whip, right when I get in the whip, hop boxing already going down with the trees, you feel me? So I just hop right into rotation, you feel me? Smoking trees, whoop-de-whoop. Probably smoke 2 blunts before niggas even get to the school, right? We get to the school, and then we smoking damn near almost on campus, you feel me? Sometime we did smoke on campus. The security guards wasn't there or around or nothing like that. We smoking on campus. Ash it out right before we have to bust out and go our separate ways to class and stuff. Ash it out, put the joint right in like the, throw the roach in like the grass area or whatever. Go to school. I mean, go to class. We'll have like two, our schedules were all the same, right? We'll have like 2 classes and then it's like 2 or 3 classes, right? It was 3 classes back to back. We'll link up after that, talk about some stuff, whatever, basketball, whatever the case might be, whatever, right? And then we'll have a break, all of us. We'll go to the parking lot, right? There was a college across the, not across the street, across, not even a college, I'm tripping, a park across the parking lot from our college, right? The back parking lot. We'll go to that park. And we knew other niggas too. So we'll tell these niggas when we about to go blow some trees, you feel me? These niggas will come and match us. So the more the merrier, you feel me? The more the merrier. So we all there, man. It'll probably be like 7 niggas, you know what I mean? Damn near. But we have like 3 blunts in rotation, 4 blunts in rotation, bro. Like going, you know? Just blowing trees, going crazy. And then after that, we got to go finish off the last class. Go back, finish off the last class. We all bounce, hop in the whip, hop boxing that joint, back to Surprise. Probably 2 blunts before we even get back to Surprise, you feel me? Most likely, niggas ain't doing homework. We go straight to just chilling, chopping it up, talking to hoes. On Facebook at the time, whatever, right? We trying to come up with something like, yo, niggas gonna go to a party, smash some girls down the street or back in Glendale or Phoenix or Surprise or whatever. Or we about to just chill and just play basketball, smoke at the park, chill out. Niggas was rapping at the time, write a few rhymes. Probably smoke like another damn near a couple blunts. You know what I mean? then I'll head home when nigga like probably dumb hungry, probably like at like 7 or something like that. So that's 12 hours me out. You know what I mean? Sometimes I even stay later than that. Go home. Like I walked home because it's like my nigga's house is like down the street. You know what I mean? Boom. Go home, eat some food, not do homework. Do it all over again. Niggas was smoking like 8 blunts a day, bro. I ain't even playing with you, bro. Like, niggas was just blowing trees all day. Damn near eyes was always low. My eyes already low as it is. So just blowing trees the whole time. Wild stuff, man. Wild stuff. One time, I had a girl at the time, right? And she ain't never smoked trees before, but she knew a young nigga was blowing trees. She used to drink a little bit more. I guess she liked that more, probably because she's a product of her environment. You feel me? But product of my environment, man, we listened to hip hop. Niggas was smoking trees. Niggas wasn't talking about being drunk or none of that stuff. Niggas was talking about blowing trees, nigga. So that's what niggas did. So, all right. So we, she said we kind of planned it, right? We planned it like, yo, this day she want to smoke for the first time. Whoop-de-whoop. So I told my nigga, I'm like, hey, my girl gonna come, man, pick us up from school. And you can come or you can go to your last class. This is after niggas, like I said, we'll go across the street, the parking lot, to that park, smoke trees, and come right back. This time I was going to my last class because my girl at the time, she just got out of school earlier than me and she would come pick up your boy. I told one of my niggas, Mikey B, I was like, hey, my nigga, my girl about to come. I know you ain't trying to go to your last class. You can roll with me, drop you off at home, whoop-de-whoop. And he's like, all right, cool. He's like, what y'all going to do? I told the nigga, I was like, hey, she never smoked trees before, so we about to just smoke, chill, you feel me, smash her and all that. And this nigga was like, well, shoot, hey, mind if I blow some trees with y'all? I was like, yeah, that's straight. So, nigga, we go to my mom's house. Bruh, one place. I smoked at a lot of places, bruh. Smoked a lot of trees at a lot of places. I never smoked at my parents' house. That was one place I didn't do it. You feel me? Damn near down the street from it. Just never smoked there. But this time, everybody's at work. I'm at home at like 11, damn near, right? 11 a.m. Mom ain't getting back and everybody ain't getting back until like probably like 8 or something like that. So I'm like, I believe it was raining outside. Yeah, it was raining outside. So, because that's why niggas ain't smoke outside. That mug was raining outside. So we're like, nigga, we just smoke in my room. My nigga Mikey B was like, nigga, you sure? I was like, yeah. My girl at the time was like, you sure? I was like, yeah. Like, it's straight. These niggas ain't going to come until later. He was like, all right. And then my younger brother wasn't there either. My sister, all of them. Nobody was home. I was like, nigga, we straight. I opened the window. Everything would be cool. So, nigga. So, first time she's smoking. She was sucking on that blunt so damn hard. Like, she was taking heavy hits, bro, but to the point that she was burning the back of her throat because she was, you know what I mean? Freaking blowing the shit so damn hard. And she would always be coughing. And then she had the hiccups. And she's like, I don't feel nothing. I'm like, bro, you about to feel it. Real talk, you about to feel it. You taking heavy hits, man. Like, you a champ over here. But, hey, do your thing, right? So we continue to smoke. And then right before we put out the blunt, right, she dumb high. That nigga Mike is like, Mikey B's like, yo, my nigga, I'm about to head home. I was like, all right, then, my nigga, you feel me? Walked this nigga to the door, whatever. Said peace to the nigga, left. Came back upstairs. Girl at the time, dumb high, laying on the bed, bruh. She's like, I can feel it now. I was like, yeah, of course you can, bruh. Dumb high. But in my head, because I put a towel under the door, the wet towel under the door. Had the window open, but I opened my door, man, it smelled strong as hell. Cause I wasn't really fully thinking like that because I had carpet. And anybody that smoked trees and know what's up, man. Carpet, cotton, hose, trees smell a long time. Then I was sharing a room with my brother at the time. So everything's cotton up in that mug. I'm like, damn, bro. I had the fan going, but I didn't have the fan going while niggas was smoking, of course. But I put the fan on, bro, and she was over here just like being high, like being all giggly and stuff like that. In my mind, I'm fully functioning. You feel what I've been doing this, been smoking all the time. So I know what's up. So she just, like laughing and stuff, just being on some high stuff. I'm like, yo, we got to figure this out. Like, it smelled too strong. And I'm like, bro, I know I got a couple hours, but damn, I don't know. Like, cotton with some tree smell, man, strong, right? So I'm trying to figure this out. She over here trying to, like, smash and stuff, right? I'm like, yo, like, chill. Like, I got to figure this out. So I'm like, all right, got to take the blanket from the bed, right? Take the blankets from the bed, my brother's blanket and stuff like that, my blanket. Went to the washing machine, put hella freaking detergent in that mug, turn on the washing machine, you feel me? Freaking, still had the wet towel under the door or whatever, had the fan blowing. All of a sudden, man, I pulled out, went all around the house and pulled out freaking air fresheners, bro. Going bananas with the air fresheners. I was going in there like I was freaking like G.I. Joe, like nah, no G.I. Joe. A nigga that's more gangster than that. Like Rambo, you feel me? Two AK-47s, that's how I was treating the air fresheners, you feel me? Blowing them holes in there, just psh, going bananas, bro. And I'm telling you, I was blowing that shit, going crazy, nigga. Just, nigga, I emptied out the two bottles. It's the only bottles that we had in the house. Blowing that bitch, you know what I mean? And then I'm like, yo, just gotta give it some time, whatever. She's still trying to smash. So what do you think I did? Smash, nigga, you feel me? Smash that. But at the time, nigga, I ain't high no more. But she still is. This is her first time, so her tolerance was freaking low. So she was high as hell. Because this had to pass by a couple minutes, like, you know what I mean? Probably like 30, 40 minutes or something like that. So I ain't even high no more. So we smash, you feel me? And then I'm like, yo, I'm getting hungry. Go downstairs, nothing to eat. Come back upstairs. I'm like, damn, it still smells like trees over here. You feel me? But now it also smells like sex too. But just a little bit. The trees, the smell is still up. So I was like, bro, I gotta go get something else. So I'm over here like, okay, yeah, let's do that. Go get some cleaning supplies, you feel me? So I get Windex, all different type of different things, you feel me? Just to spray stuff, right? So I'm spraying the stuff on the carpet, like Windex and just dumb stuff. Just trying to bomb the place, just going bananas with it, you feel me? I'm over here full out cleaning. That try having like a smell like a janitor's closet, bro, going crazy. So then I'm like, all right, that should be straight. Just got air it out, right? Make sure the window's open, the fan is still blowing. I sprayed every inch of this carpet and the beds. I got the sheets going. I'm like, should be straight. Put them hoes in the dryer. Everything's gonna be good. My brother come home. He'll be like, yo, where's the sheets? I'm like, oh, I washed it for you, whatever the case is. My girl's like, yo, I'm trying to get something to eat. I'm like, all right. So, nigga, went to go get something to eat. My brother went to go get Chick-fil-A. My brother hit me. And this nigga's like, bruh, it smells like trees in here. Like, a lot. Like, nigga, you were smoking in here? I was like, ha, ha, ha. Yeah. He was like, nigga, you crazy, blah, 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 right? I'm like, nigga, it don't smell that bad. He's like, nah, nigga, it smell bad. I was like, damn. So nigga, around this time, bro, this is probably like 3 p.m. like damn near sister's about to get out of school type of thing. I'm like, bro, I thought she would have aired out by now, and it's windy outside. Like, come on, right? Ain't go down like that. So then, right, I go back home and I'm like, damn, still smell like it. So I do another round, and then my brother playing video games, I gotta do another round of freaking spraying like clean stuff. And this nigga's like, man. Damn, I was about to say that girl's name too, but we ain't giving her no time of day, no life. Nah, she dead to me. So anyways, she was like, I mean, my brother was like, yo, did you smoke too? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, why didn't you tell him not to? Because at the time, my brother was like, goody good a little bit. You feel me? I'm trying to tell a nigga, nah. But anyways, did the whole cleaning supply thing again. I was like, bro, this should be straight. I was like, yo, make sure you put the blankets in here when they done drying and whatnot. And he was like, all right. So he's like, where are you going? I was like, yo, I'm about to bounce with her. So we left. All right? Niggas left. And I'm like, woo, all right, we should be straight. And she over here trying to smoke some trees again. So we in her car. We go to the park, smoke some trees. And then we just talking, whatever, stuff like that. And I'm good. You feel me? Oh, yeah. I was about to say, oh, for something else. I'm good. Waited a bit. I'm not high no more. She's still high. So she's trying to smash again. So we smash, right? In my head, I'm like, damn, I ain't never smashed high. I'm like, damn, bro. I keep missing it. Because like when I'm high, bro, I be trying to chill, bro. Just trying to chill. I ain't doing much. I ain't even think about smashing. But for her, she gets horny or whatever. She was kind of wild. So I'm like, bro, I ain't never get it, bro. And there's this one song that at the time it was created, but I'm thinking about it now. And it'll be dope. I could play this. Like, I gotta be high one time. Smash a female, you feel me? And play this song in the background. One time for the one time. I know y'all know this song.
Wait.
Gotta do this one time, bro. Three. Respect to y'all.
Hey. I got a feeling that you might be. Do I turn you on? You can tell me if I'm wrong. Girl, I think you might be. And she don't need smoke, but she swear I got that dope dick. Love it when I fuck her in them. Hey, high sex is the best sex. Whenever she's stressed, she just wanna get. Well, get high, baby. Get high, baby. Is you rolling? I might be. You the shit. You the sugar, honey, iced tea. What I got a hint for? You know I'm a nympho. On my Marshawn Lynch. You know what I'm here for. Hey, ride through the city and get. Take you to the crib and have one hell of a night. It's ironic cause we on cloud. Girl, make up your mind. Is you mine or you mine? Hey, any what I'm drinking, she got Remy in a cup. She break down a weed, I break down a Dutch. Body like J-Lo after she had enough. She called contact, now she trying to fuck. I got a feeling that you might be.
Yo, you feel me? Yo, bruh. I need to play that while I smash a female one time, bro. Just one time, bro. Because I ain't never smashed high before, bro. And people say it's like one of the best or whatever. I'm like, shit, well, shit, nigga. I'm trying to try it, nigga. What the hell? So, yo, but that's a little bit of weed stories, you feel me? for it, bro. I let y'all know what it was, how I started, and everything like that. I am ashamed of something else. I'm going to tell y'all real quick since we're talking about smoking stuff. You feel what I'm saying? This right here, I'm a little bit ashamed of it, bro. But it is what it is. It made me a better man. But there's two things that a young nigga smoked that I don't like that I smoked. But it is what it is. I ain't go nothing too crazy. The one thing that I didn't like, there was a time that I was smoking blacks because I'm a product of my environment. Never wanted to smoke anything like that. That shit never looked cool. You feel me? It always looked like some uncles would smoke blacks and stuff like that. I never thought that shit was for me. But my nigga RJ, he's the one that put me on to it. And I believe like his dad did or somebody like that, whatever. Or his mom was smoking blacks heavy. You feel me? So he was kind of like that with the wood tip. You know what I mean? So that's what I started doing. And blacks, they smell not bad. Like they don't have a bad smell to them, especially the wood tip. They don't. But when you look deep into it, that stuff is hella bad for you. So I stopped doing that. I probably was smoking those probably like 3 months or something like that. Not like every day how I was smoking trees, because trees was number one, right? So it wasn't nothing crazy like that. It was probably like a 3 month little phase, whatever. And I probably smoked like 8 of them. Always shared it, never bought it. You feel me? like I said, trees, blacks, that stuff just, like, to me, like, I couldn't justify me spending money on it. So I never bought it, like, to smoke. You feel me? So I was like, nigga, get out of here, nigga. I ain't buying that shit. My niggas already had it either. Anyway, so I'm just like, nigga, I just jump in with them, nigga. You know what I mean? So that's that. The other thing, which I really don't like, I did, but it is what it is. I did it once. I smoked spice before, bro. I know, wild, right? Wild. Like, niggas like, what? You smoke spice, bro? Yeah, bro. Yeah, nigga. I smoked spice, right? And because this nigga told me, this one nigga I used to be cool with, this nigga told me that it's just like weed, but it's legalized. I never really look at the, if you ever see on the back of the label, it says this not meant for smoking. Like, you can really trip, mess up your brain, this, that, and the third, right? Then look at it, take niggas word for it. Like I said, this is smoking in the coop type of thing. You feel me? Like, you just believe what niggas say because they yo niggas in a way. But I never really smoke heavy with this nigga like that before. But this nigga knows me. I'm like, bro, I need to smoke trees. But this nigga said it's legalized trees. I'm like, oh, word, for real? I did heard somewhere that they're trying to legalize it. You feel what I mean? So it's just a kind of like, all right, take my nigga word for it type of thing. Man, that shit was bad, bro. Smoked the hoe, right? Didn't smell like trees. Like I told y'all, man, trees are one of the best smell in this world. Didn't smell like trees, bro. Didn't feel like trees. It was weird, man. Like, weird. I was like, yo, nigga still smoked it, though. Smoked it, bro. I remember this day, bro. I was high, right? And this one got, like, kind of funny with it, bro. I was high. And everything felt like I was in a cartoon, nigga. Like, everything felt, like, real soft. Like, even I remember closing the car door. It was like a doom, like a thump when you shut the door, the car door. It was more like, yep. Like, it fused together. Like, I was like, what? The feel of the car was soft. Everything was soft, bruh. And then I don't really remember too much. I just remember, like, laying in bed, my brother was playing video games, and I was telling my nigga that gave me the spice. Where I was telling this nigga, I was like, "Bruh, I feel weird, nigga. Like, this feels weird. This don't feel like no high shit, bruh." And this nigga was like, "Oh, for real?" And this nigga got kind of laughing with it. You feel me? I'm like, "Yeah, nigga, what you mean?" And he was like, but shit, I don't know, I feel normal or whatever he's saying. I'm like, all right, maybe I'm just tripping. You feel me? But yeah. And that was really it. Like, nothing went on about that. I only smoked spice once because I didn't like that feeling. That feeling was weird, nigga. I'm like, yeah, I'm straight off of that. Super straight. So forget all that stuff, man. And yeah, we ain't ever doing anything ever like that again, nigga. I just knew that was wrong. I was like, you know when you do something wrong, like, you just know it's wrong? Like, I just knew that I was wrong. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to stick to trees, nigga. Like, I was doing too much. I'm spreading out too thin, doing too much. I'm just like, nah, I'm straight, nigga. Straight. But, yo, that's my weed story, man. I never had, like, a experience that I was tripping or I seen somebody tripping off of trees or anything like that. Like, all my tree stories is normal. Like, I heard people trip, but I was never been there. My blunt's never been laced. Ain't nothing crazy ever happened with trees to me. That's why I don't have a bad stigma towards trees, because I ain't never seen anything bad happen with trees involved. I see a nigga eat a lot, was too greedy, ate more of the chip bag than another nigga or something like that, but I ain't never seen anything bad happen, you feel me? Like, I've seen with alcohol, and I'll tell y'all a story another time. So, now, I mean, that's trees, man. That's trees story, man, part one. The intro to weed, the intro to trees, as you would say, for your boy Justin Bless, man. Yo, on Spotify, if y'all can just like scroll down real quick and tell me your experience with trees, that'll be dope. I like to hear it. Something funny, something not funny, or something when you first started, the age that you first started. Do you still smoke trees or whatever the case is, man? Just open up with me. Share it with your boy, man. But that's me. That's my weed story, man. Part one. Next pod is going to be part two. The other pod after that is going to be part three. You feel me? I can't put my whole trees stories and experiences in one podcast. It'll be too damn long. But shoot, hey, just stay tuned in. You ain't nowhere, man. At the Justin Bless podcast. You feel me? Yo, we gonna go out and we gonna take it out. We gonna go out like this. This nigga was in my mind. And I'm like, yo, where the hell this nigga been? Because when he came out, he had the whole motherfucker on lock. I don't understand where this nigga went. But hopefully this nigga doing good. Because this song right here go fire. It's like 10 times platinum. That's how we gonna go out. You feel me? You are now listening to the hottest. Yeah. Wherever you at this world, I thank you very much for being with your boy, man. I appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, man. Yeah. Let's go. Let's make great things happen. Continue to subscribe, share. Let's grow, man. Let's grow. Make big things happen. Life is good. God is good. I appreciate y'all, man. Yeah, that's Tree Stories, part one. More is coming. Stay tuned, man. Let's go and get it. Yeah. I got broads in Atlanta. Just to be in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the van. Legacies, family. Wait and see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey killers on the helmets. Legacies, family. Wait and see, panda. Pockets full, Danny. Selling ball, candy. Lay down the macho like Randy. The chopper go out to for granted. This nigga bullet your bandit. Hope killers understand it. I got broads in the land. Twisted the lean in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the van. Legacies, family. Why is it look like a panda? Going out like a Montana. Honey killers on the hammers. Legacies, family. Why is it trendy? Packers full, Danny. Selling ball, candy. Lay down the macho like Randy. The chopper go out to for granted. Nigga pull up your banner. No. Hope you killers understand me. Yeah. Hey! Panda. 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 I get broads in Atlanta, twisted up lean and shit, sippin' Fanta. Credit cards in the scammers, wake up beside your shit, let designer. Whole bunch of leather shit, they be acting red time, don't be clapping shit. I be pullin' my stuff in the finest shit. I got plenty of stuff with Bugatti, but look how I try this shit. Legacies, Fanta, why is he killin' no comma? Pop a perk, I got stunning gorilla, they come and kill you with bananas. For feelers, I feel it, pull up in the finest. No niggas, they come and kill you on the comma. The bully is dancing bigger than the pound, go out to the ground, the bully, you find it, fuck I'ma flip it. I got bitches pull up and they get it. I got niggas that's counting for this. Say you make you a lot of new money. No killers pull up in the inner baby. CTDD pull up in the killer baby. Call a filler, but I'm gon' fill it, baby. Niggas up in the baby, gon' drill it, baby. But we gon' kill it, baby. Get it. I got broad, yeah, I get it. I got cards, yeah, shit it. It's how I live. Did it all for a ticket. I flood the bombs when he spinning. The Bobby gon' trend it. Chop the dawn, doing business in the brave. Fucking up shit, she doing the feeling. I be getting to the chicken, count to the chicken. And all of my niggas are splitting. Yeah, girl. Man. Yes, sir. Y'all already know what it is, man. It's Justin Bless. Justin Bless, nothing less, man. I appreciate y'all for being with your boy, helping your boy continue to grow, continue to move this podcast, because you're pushing the needle further and further and further. You feel me? Big goals, big dreams. We're going to make it happen, man. Hey, subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Like the podcast if you haven't already. Yo, follow me on all social media platforms at Justin Bless _ and share the podcast, because that's how the podcast really grows and get up on them algorithms. Yeah, you already know what it is, man. It's Justin Bless. Justin Bless. Nothing less.